School district leaders are always looking for ways to make room in their budgets for other needs. Now, some of them are harnessing the power of the sun to, for example, give their teachers raises. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek tells us more about the increasing number of solar-powered schools across Arkansas.
Michael Hester became superintendent of the Batesville School District 4 years ago.
The latest update is we are to $4,000 for beginning teachers and all the way to $15,000 for our most experienced and degree teachers is the raise that they are experiencing since we started this project.
The project is the solar array the school district decided to finance and construct about 3 years ago.
And we have a solar field that tracks the sun, which is very efficient, the most efficient. And we have a solar canopy that serves as shelter for our loading zones for the junior and high school.
When he came to Batesville, Hester says he started his tenure with four goals. The first was to provide the best possible education and experience to the district's roughly 3,400 students.
But then the second goal was to attract and retain staff because we were having trouble here. We were the fourth lowest in the county in pay, but we were the largest district.
Goal three was to find efficiencies throughout the school district to free up some of their budget for other needs. And goal four was to create partnerships with organizations that could help the district realize its plan.
3 years ago, we had an energy audit in the effort to be efficient and to try to find money. And our goal was first money we get, we're going to put it towards staff because we want to be number one in this area. We were in the lower quartile in the state. And our goal was to be in the upper half or top quartile, if we could, in the state pay as well.
The initial investment in the solar array was $5.4 million. But Hester says projections indicate the district will end up with more than $9 million in savings over the next 20 years, which is $4 million more than they had put into the project. And he adds, the district was able to immediately cut its annual $640,000 utility bill in half when its 1,500 solar panels came online 2 years ago.
When you allow a school district to generate revenue off of, in this case, energy, solar, that's historic. Never has there been a chance for a school district to generate revenue to increase their budget. Usually it's just you get what the state gives you and you have to look for efficiencies to create room. Now we've been able to generate more budget authority with this.
When Batesville School District decided to go solar in 2018 with help from Integrity Partners, it was the first school district in the state to do so. Now, the Little Rock-based company with offices in Fayetteville is working with 20 other school districts across the state on solar energy projects. Regional Director John Coleman says that exponential growth was prompted by the Solar Access Act that was passed by the Arkansas legislature in 2019.
The new legislation that came into being in 2019 allows companies like us to go do all the capital investment up front. So the school district doesn't have to pay for the array. They just simply start paying a rate, a kilowatt hour rate, once we turn the solar array on.
And that kilowatt hour is lower than what the school district had been paying for electricity before, which is where the savings start adding up.
You know, that's the biggest thing. I mean, it's such an easy discussion when we're talking with superintendents about, freeing up that money and being able to either reinvest in some way within the district, and they see it pretty immediately.
Coleman says Arkansas's net metering rules also play a role in the growth of solar energy projects. A retail rate of 1-to-1 means a solar-producing entity, like the Batesville School District, gets the same amount of money it would spend buying a kilowatt hour from their electric utility, credited back to it for the excess energy it produced in a given month.
The school is allowed to, we're allowed to take that overproduction and apply it to months during that same calendar year. Where maybe we're underproducing, like August, September, when it's really hot and humid, air conditionings are running, and so they're able to get that credit, and we're able to look at it at a 12-month calendar year.
Arkansas rules also allow school districts to bundle all their meters into one. So Coleman says instead of having to build separate solar arrays to power each building, the entire district can be powered by one large solar farm.
That's what allows you to get to those 85-90% offset solar arrays because we're able to build and count for 12 months of electricity consumption. And then there's a cost effectiveness too by blending those meters, being able to look at all of the meters together and build one solar array.
The state's solar policies, Coleman says, make Arkansas stand out in the region.
What we're seeing is there are surrounding states that are looking at this very closely during their legislative sessions right now. Large utility companies are also pushing back pretty heavily against this, as you might imagine, because it takes away market share from them and they don't really appreciate that.
Aside from legislation that encourages the construction of solar projects, Coleman says the cost of everything else that goes into building a solar array has also come down drastically over the last decade.
Some of that is on the technology side, just developing more efficient, more cost-effective modules. Some of it is just on the demand side. They're producing a lot more because solar has become, there's been more demand. And so, you know, costs come down that way. And then a big part of what we're seeing too is just the installation. The way that they've developed the modules and racking systems and the way that you put the parts and pieces together has become much simpler.
One of the school districts that has decided to go solar since the passage of the Solar Access Act is Fayetteville, which has 20 different campuses across the city.
So I would say you're looking at a difference roughly of about $250,000 a year in savings that would come back to the district.
That's Fayetteville Associate Superintendent Megan Duncan.
And over a period of time, if let's say we were to have the exact current rate that we have, and we have the exact number of schools that we have today, let's say those were to continue on solar power for the next 28 years. That would mean that in that 28 years, we would have an estimated savings of about $9.8 million.
Aside from the savings, Duncan says switching to solar energy is one way the district can practice what it preaches.
As we are teaching students sustainability in the district, that we are actually achieving that sustainability. And then looking long term, as we look out over the next 30 years, roughly, that utility costs are going to continue to increase. They're not going to decrease. And so being able to have diminish over time versus trying to plan for utility inflation really helps the district financially.
Duncan says the school district will have two solar facilities because it has to use its existing energy providers for solar access. Their SWEPCO project will have the capacity to produce 4 megawatts of power. But since the state caps solar projects at 1 megawatt, it still needs to get special approval from the Arkansas Public Service Commission, which regulates the rates and services of public utilities in the state.
That estimation date is to be complete and online by February of 2022. And then Ozark Electric is a smaller process, and it is by November of 2021. So they'll come on at different times, but as soon as they come online, you know, we expect to be looking at those savings that are realized.
The Batesville School District is also in the process of expanding its use of solar power to the rest of its facilities. But this time, Superintendent Michael Hester says they're taking advantage of the Solar Access Act, which allows companies like Integrity to partner with two nonprofits on the same project.
So our plans, we've talked about going with the hospital or the city. Our hospital, White River Medical Center here, or health systems, here in Batesville, they have a 7-digit utility bill. So if they're talking 30, 50%, where they have tens of millions of dollars they're spending on utilities, you can see how impactful that is for them.
Hester says in the future, he'd like to see the state raise its solar energy project caps from 1 megawatt to 2 or 3 megawatts without having to petition the Public Service Commission, so nonprofits like school districts and hospitals can reach net zero, which means the total amount of energy used by a building on an annual basis is equal to the amount of renewable energy created by its solar facilities.
And so there's a constant maintenance with our partnership that we have to make sure Public Service Commission understands that, and our legislators understand that nonprofits getting into solar has to be protected, has to be a value to them that helps the taxpayers and to the nonprofits capture the sun and capture the benefits of this energy.
According to the most recent data from the National Solar Energy Industries Association, Arkansas has installed more than 380 megawatts of solar power so far, which creates less than 1% of the state's electricity. Projections indicate the state will grow its solar energy by another 1,100 megawatts in the next 5 years. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.
Integrity Partners is also working with the University of Arkansas Hope Texarkana to develop a solar curriculum that includes a lab with hands-on training on residential and commercial arrays so students can get certified to work in the industry.